Reginald Acton.
Yes, I recall the name. I don't believe I've met the fellow.
No, you haven't. But I think you should.
Why?
He has a place near Reigate. And, has invited me there for a few days of relaxation.
If you're keen to go to Surrey, Watson, please do.
He says that if you would come with me, he will be more than happy to extend his hospitality to you also.
You quote from his letter.
Yes. Will you come?
I'll do well enough here, I think.
As your friend, Holmes, and as a doctor, I strongly advise you to take advantage of this invitation. A change of air, a change of habit.
Do you have one particular habit in mind?
Oh, you know I do. Cocaine. In your present weak condition, indulging in that pathological and morbid game could at last rob you of the great powers with which you've been endowed.
Oh, now you quote from your own prepared speech.
I fear if I leave you alone, you will indulge.
You are agitated, Doctor. I recommend a short holiday for you.
And you?
Is it, a bachelor establishment?
Yes.
Yes. And I won't be expected to listen to you and your friends' reminiscences about youthful days together.
You will be allowed the fullest freedom.
Well, I'll have one more pipe full, then give you my decision.
And a week after our return from Lyon, we were under Acton's roof.
I have to say, he's not quite what I expected.
He never is.
More vigor was what I was looking for. More an air of... more vim.
He is here to rest, as I said.
And wouldn't stay to try my port. Not a man for the vintage, then.
It's not his vice, no. Thank you.
I know you'll find it acceptable.
Excellent.
Too many years since you and I shared a glass, John.
Yes, so it is. You'll have read about the affair of the Netherlands Sumatra Company.
Of course. Baron, what's his name?
Mopetree.
Bought to book. Another triumph for Sherlock Holmes?
He worked no less than 15 hours a day on the case for over 2 months. And more than once he kept on the trail 5 days at a stretch. Even he couldn't escape some nervous reaction to that.
Grand matters of politics and finance. He'll hardly be interested in my small scare.
Your scare?
Last Monday, Watson, I was burgled. Some damnable lout had the gall to break into Reginald Acton's house. This very room, in fact. Ransacked the place, turned it upside down, drawers burst open, cupboard locks forced. I'll have him horsewhipped before he's jailed. If that young slug of Forrester can summon up the speed to get after him, must be some kind of imbecile if he thought he could rile me and get away with it.
Well, perhaps he doesn't know you. Might he not be an outsider?
Well, it wasn't artfully done, I can tell you that, and I'm no detective. Someone who travelled to break and enter, you'd expect to have some skill. This was a bungled job.
In what way bungled?
Holmes. We didn't hear you come in.
You were so enthralled by Mr. Acton's tale. Please continue. How did the thief, or thieves, betray their artlessness? They came in by this very same French window, I take it?
How did you know that? I had the lock repaired immediately.
Exactly.
What? Oh, I see, yes. Sherlock Holmes at work. Very good.
And you say you're convinced it was the work of amateurs?
Amateurs or madmen, judging by their haul. Odds and ends were all they got away with. Nothing of value or significance. A couple of candlesticks, letter weight. They seemed to have grabbed hold of anything they could get.
Were they disturbed?
Holmes.
No, they had all the time in the world. No one in the house said a thing. So why include a ball of twine in their booty?
Why indeed?
Holmes.
It's all right, Watson. I shall leave the matter in Forrester's hands. He's of the county police,
is he?
Yes, inspector's his title, but he's hardly more than a boy. And infuriatingly cautious.
Well, I've been called that myself.